Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Got Dracula Warm Hearts. That was from Secret Gamer Channel on YouTube. Support this show. Join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. We appreciate it. We'll read your name on the show. Other things happen. Doug plugs. September 28th, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina, doing Doug Loves Movies at the Comedy Zone at 420. And then I'm doing stand-up in Wilmington, North Carolina on September 29th at the Dead Crow Comedy Room. That's also at 4:20 in the afternoon. And then at 4:20 on October 5th, I'll be at the Santa Ana Star Casino outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico. All of my dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com. Enjoy the show. Blast off! Here we are in the spacement doing a pre-tape. So if anything happens in the next week that contradicts what we're talking about here today, well, I apologize for that. Don't mention any celebrities, especially ones that might die in the next week.
Sorry, Matthew McConaughey.
Let's hear it for That's
Damn,
Nick Turner.
I don't know anything.
That's Nick Turner and also Ramon Rivas, everybody. Nick's first time on the show. Ramon's been here before. He's also knows his way around a joint. You just made that?
I just made it.
Look at that thing, everybody.
From scratch.
Look at him go. Just came in, sat down.
You know, every bowl is packed.
Yeah, yeah. We packed
know,
all the bowls.
I like rolling.
But he likes to roll. He likes something to pass around.
Yeah, it's more social. I feel
something
like.
To forget about. You know, you put it down, you forget about it for a second, and then the comments are like, "Pick that up, bitch." It's just burning, you dumb bitch.
There really is. Now they're mad at everything.
Well, there is a little more etiquette with the joint. You can't be lollygagging.
He agrees. He agrees with the comments. Now what's okay? Now you're passing that around. All right, this is fun.
I really expected.
I kind of always wanted the show to be like more passing than talking, but a lot of talking about passing as well. Thank you for being here, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for passing this to me.
Hey, I pass what I.
There's
what
so
I get
many.
Passed.
Just yeah, but just go ahead and try everything. You know, you don't have to. You don't have to worry about passing it around. But we have a sativa packed in all the pipes called Purple Anarchy.
That's what's in this.
That's what's in the joint.
I can smell it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I can't smell anything right now. My allergies are terrible today. That's why we're getting the sunglasses on the whole show. Indica's called Ice Cream Cake.
Mm. Yeah. These are the same company? This is from a guy named Jeff?
Does it say Jeff on it?
Yeah.
Then that's who it's from.
That's a good name.
Jeff with one.
That other one looks like, doesn't it look like it's going to be lotion from that lid? Yeah, there you go. See?
Mm, yeah, grainy. You want a dab?
Goes out smoother than you'd expect, though, right? It's not too terrible.
Good, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I forgot to steal the weed from the previous show.
Mm.
Try to do that after every show. It's like a little tradition.
No, I'm going to try to do that after.
Just take the weed.
How many weed shows do they have here?
We're doing three today.
Oh, your show.
My show. This show. I cruise through any weed show they do here. I cruise in and take the weed.
You're like, try and stop
hey,
me.
I get the weed.
You got prima
That's
nocta.
How it works around
kind of the
here.
Weed guy.
Total weed bully. But yeah, that's not what I'm up to. But since Ramon's been with us before a few times, but Nick, this is your first time through this. Bless you, sneezing over there. Mm-hmm. what's your, you know, how'd you get started? Like, what got the whole thing going?
My weed addiction?
Yeah, or is that what it is, you think? Do you think of it as an addiction?
Sure, yeah, right? It isn't. I don't think we need to be afraid of the word addiction.
Well, you know, Dr. Revis can explain to you whether or not it's an addiction. Is that something you could have an opinion about?
I don't know. If by some definitions, I'm addicted to sandwiches. Right. Because I just eat those all the time.
Right. But you could be addicted to anything, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you are addicted to sandwiches because you're addicted to sugar. Because everybody's addicted to sugar.
Wow.
Whoa, yeah. I always avoid the sugar sandwich when I get a sandwich.
Well, you know, Doug, there's a lot of hidden sugars out there.
Right, that's true.
Bread, sugar.
Bread has sugar.
Cold cuts, lots of sugar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do, sprinkle it on there?
Animals come with bones.
there we go, passing this around some more.
Every time I've given it to you, you clearly said, this is not something I want to be involved in. And then every time I pass it, you're like, of course I'll take it. Ramon rolled it. Well, how rude am I going to be?
Yeah, I'm not going to be rude about it.
Well, it keeps coming back to me.
Yeah, that's cool. you know, I just try to keep this train on the track. But I slowly realize every time it's not a train and it's not on a track. Damn. Right? It's a show on not live internet.
Man, try explaining that to somebody who's old.
We could take back any of this shit.
You could explain it to me. I'm 39.
Well, you're going to be you're going to be 1 week older when people hear you say those words.
Oh no, I have three birthdays.
Do you have a birthday
this week
coming up?
this is enough. I'm glad I had one that last show before I turned 43.
How much do you smoke, like on the daily basis?
I smoke too much in the morning. Yeah, I smoke at night.
You wake up and have some.
I smoke in between. Sure, sometimes. You know, I'll wait a few hours. Sometimes I won't.
It helps you go to sleep?
Sure.
At night?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I used to think that. But now I think I just, I smoke it before bed because I like to be high before I go to bed.
Mm. No dreams?
You mean real life or while I'm asleep?
Yeah, I smoke in the day question because I don't want to have any dreams or ambitions.
It's a result of me not having dreams.
Yeah. No, I meant more like for me it's like a dream blocker if I go to bed nice and high.
Yeah, I don't. I guess I don't remember my dreams very much, and I'm also not, because you gotta like write them down or tell someone right away, or else they're gone forever.
Yeah, right.
And I don't like telling people my dreams or listening to other people's dreams. So I block other people's dreams.
So LA is the worst for you.
No, I just don't hang out with people till the afternoon.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No breakfast meetings.
You know, it's really true, though. Like, when the story starts, I had this weird dream last night. You just check out immediately. I don't need to hear this.
Damn.
Yeah, no, it's like,
because what did he get? Hey, you guys, real quick, can I tell you about something that never happened?
This is like
just take a second.
Every day with my girlfriend.
It's a really weird thing that never happened. Can I tell you about it? Mm-hmm. There's this flying squirrel, right, and it goes in my mouth, climbs down into my stomach, and then I have to go on an audition for the musical Pippin.
And so the dream is, I went to school and everyone said I was beautiful. And that's a dream I have. Everyone just thought I was gorgeous. That's the dream I have every night. But that's why it's a secret.
You know, smoke a lot before, so you don't keep having that nightmare.
This is
not easy being beautiful. You learn that every time, I'm sure.
It's not easy being ugly either. Which do you think is harder?
Ooh, interesting.
What's that? Being beautiful or being ugly?
Yeah.
Definitely being beautiful.
Is harder?
Is harder?
Yeah, definitely.
Because you fear losing it?
When you're ugly, everybody leaves you alone.
Mm.
There's nothing easier than having nothing on the schedule.
That's why I don't be doing shit.
I was gonna spray this as like a punctuation, but it didn't spray.
I've been sitting here the whole time avoiding all the cues for the sound effects because for a second, we were going to do a version where they didn't have them standing by. And I thought, well, why say them if we can't have the sound effects? But they fixed it right before we started. I forgot about it. So I was supposed to ask you about your high history. This is what would have happened.
I need to have my whole own high history.
Yeah. And I would have drawn more attention to the fact that you were picking up that bottle because that's what sets off the jumbo.
Man, all this would have been incredible.
See, that's what's supposed to happen when you pick it up.
Here we go.
But when you picked it up, we were talking about something else, and you just sort of like put it down again without saying anything about it. But yeah, if you make a big deal out of it, it goes
jumbo.
What's the sound effect for it not working?
We should have that standing by.
Does this usually work?
I don't know. I think it's just still on the table. I think it's empty and it's still on the table because we want people to pick it up and play that sound effect.
Oh, it's empty. It feels so heavy. I don't know. No, it is. It's just got a nice weight to it.
I haven't messed with it in forever.
Oh, there's a little in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would screw up your day.
Down it.
I'm a little terrified of a potion.
Of potions?
Put it in your beverage.
No, the potion on this table that comes with its own sound effect.
Got you.
That sounds terrifying.
Okay, well.
Jumbo!
Earlier we spoke because it was 420 somewhere.
Ding! 420 somewhere!
See, they're all there. I blew it. Yeah. But we're still having a nice time. That's the important thing. Nick's going crazy on the rubber bong over here. While Ramon is enjoying something, it looks like he picked up in the study.
Yeah.
It makes you look very scholarly when you hit that.
This is nice. You can taste the flavoring on this real nice.
Yeah?
It makes you look like a scientist who recently lost his job.
Don't pass me this!
Ramon Remus is crack scientist. Another discovery. Crack is wonderful.
Discovered how to lose my family.
Do you think there's a strain out there that's good for allergies? If you have a lot of allergies? Or is that like a ridiculous thing to hope for?
Isn't weed like, good or bad in itself? Like, can a specific strain help with specific ailments?
Yeah, well, as they get the cannabinoids figured out, they can make it address certain things. That's why there's all these different strains. Sometimes the names sound made up. I don't know if it can help you. It's kind of like when people use Flonase when their noses are stuffed. It's like, that's not going to... You're still gonna struggle to breathe.
Aren't all names, aren't all names made up?
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Oh my God, you guys, we've all got made up names. None of our names are real.
We're not supposed to question
Ramon, that's
that.
Made up.
Once you start questioning that, all is lost, man.
At what age do you think you should be able to trade in your name? Like, couldn't they make it a thing, like on your 12th birthday or something? They go, so
you can upgrade.
You've had this long with it. You know, you're about to go to probably moving on to like a new school, a new class, and everything. What do you want to be called? And
12's a little young, I think.
You think?
I would have been called like Weezer
then you're
Sublime.
Stuck with it for life.
That wouldn't have been a good name.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, but maybe. Is there any age where you'd really be able to reasonably decide? Well, here's my new name for the rest of my life. You know, if they legally changed it for you, right there.
I feel like you should get to cash that in whenever you want. At any age, but everyone should get to do it once.
Any age? Yeah. Like a 4-year-old?
So right
could
now
be like,
I just got a card,
like...
I could just, boom, like a Uno card. And I could just change my name.
I think it should be, you gotta be an adult.
I'd lose that card.
Yeah.
How old of an adult? Like the standard 21 kind of thing?
Any age.
18.
No, he's saying you gotta be an adult.
Maybe you should have to get a degree.
Damn. There's a lot of adults that don't have that.
No, that's a terrible idea. But
you have
18.
To get a degree.
What are you in school for? I'm just trying to change my name.
That's my degree.
If you get a degree that makes you a doctor, then you can change your name to whatever because you're a doctor.
Doctor. Yeah, because the first time they ask you, you have to tell them.
That's
your new name.
Dr. Weezer
Sublime. What should we put on your badge, doctor? Well, this is delightful smoking with you guys, and we've got lots of fun, maybe not fun, could be serious, news updates, and a dab session is coming up later in the show, if that's the sort of thing you like to do.
I like it.
Poker faces. We'll find out later.
I've only dabbed once.
How they feel about it. Okay, all right. Well, we'll find out more when Alicia will be here when we come back. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back. And we still have... Uh-oh, somebody found that weird playing card game.
I've never looked at them before.
I've glanced at them. I'm not sure. I don't want to accidentally endorse because I...
Wait, is it an actual game
and
not just
cards? You wind up having fun. People just feel like, oh, I got to get that.
You know, they gave us them, so I think we talked about it on a couple episodes, and they've just been sitting here. And then this other deck, this is what I got on the 311 cruise. It's all... cards with 311 things on them.
A lot more
anyway,
cards than you think.
Alicia's here with... So Ramon Rivas is here, and Nick Turner, and Alicia Glass.
Hello,
with
nice
the...
Hello, nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Ooh, I got white.
Oh, no. Man, sorry about the reveal.
But check this out, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
She's here with the pot topics.
I am.
Pot topics!
So this one's really cool. Let's start with some good news. Cook County, which is part of Chicago, has teamed up with a nonprofit out of California. They're out of San Francisco, and they're called Code for America. And so what they're going to do is attempt to just automatically expunge all the criminal records of people in that county, as long as they have like a low-level marijuana offense. And so basically they've set up this program, and it automatically goes through everyone's files, picks out the ones that can qualify for being expunged, and then it'll just automatically do the paperwork, have it sent in, and that's the whole process. So they're planning on getting a whole lot of people out very quickly.
That's cool.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Get them out. And then set them up with jobs, because it was bullshit they were in there in the first place.
So yeah.
So that's to pay people's, bail? To get them out, or that's to get them clemency?
Yeah, it's just gonna like take that off their record, get them out of prison. Okay. It'll be like it was never on their record.
Gotcha.
I mean, of course it was, because plenty of these people have been in prison for a long time for it. But
that's cool.
Yeah, the fact that they're gonna expedite this, because otherwise, I guess doing the paperwork can be a real back and forth. But
good job, tech people. Cook County.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think everyone should be in jail.
But not for weed?
Not for weed.
For how long?
No. Just all people.
At all times?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I guess I'm alone.
This is kind of like in a...
The last weed show I was on here agreed with me.
Is what, it like Sorry to Bother You, where you can like sign up to live in those places where you're essentially like a slave, but you don't have to worry about anything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It doesn't sound like a good idea.
Were you thinking maybe you'd be a guard?
Glad to clear
something?
That up for you.
Because then that wouldn't be so bad if everything became a prison and you were a guard. That'd be
man, that's
just
I don't think I've ever watched a prison show and thought, man, that looks like a cool job.
That should be me.
I'm saying everything is a prison.
Yeah.
Life's
a prison. Of course, you don't want to be a guard at regular prison.
Nah, man.
Uh-uh.
Have you ever seen the Stanford Prison Experiment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, I think I want to be either. I don't want to be either of those things. I don't want to be a guard or a prisoner. I just want to be a person.
They're people too, I guess.
Yeah, but we take their personhood from them on both sides.
Definitely.
Weird. What's the next plot topic?
Hey, the next one. This is hopefully also good news, I think. I think it's really messed up that pregnant women are expected not to smoke. And I'm not encouraging them to. I just mean, in theory, it would be amazing if that was something that they could do and not worry about.
As like a pain suppressant?
Yeah, as a pain suppressant, dealing with their nausea, people that are on bed rest, all kinds of issues. But there's maybe good news because scientists are now looking at choline, which is a really common micronutrient you're going to find in like broccoli and fish and eggs. We eat it all the time. And they're starting to think that this might block how the THC would otherwise affect a fetus.
Nice.
So would they crossbreed weed with broccoli?
I hope so.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, for the babies.
Yeah.
All right.
We need to get these
babies. That is a good story. That is a good story, I think.
Cool.
It does seem like it would be great if there was a non-THC way to help those babies.
Yeah, like if they could just do CBD or if they could just be babies.
Yeah.
That are fine and healthy and not affected by like all the human growth hormone in their food.
I guess it's too late.
For what?
There's no pure babies left.
The human growth hormones in us.
Man, this is downing. I thought this was such a positive story. I went into it like, I have more good news today than normal, and I was so thrilled about it.
Well, I'm excited for, I hope they can smoke weed if they want to smoke weed while they're pregnant.
Me too. I think that sounds like a better world.
Seems good. Just double check that research.
Yeah, maybe don't do it yet.
All right, Ramon, let's say you get a girl.
Don't just jump out it.
You get a girl pregnant.
Okay.
Do you encourage her to get high during a pregnancy?
I mean,
as long as she eats broccoli, what was it?
I mean, I just encourage her to live her best life, man. So hopefully that means there's no baby.
That would be the better route, right?
I really tried to take this story out of the gutter. I'm smoking.
No, that's cool. You want to hear some more news?
Yes, please.
So in Barbados, there are a lot of Rastafarians. And the government has finally approved to give them a 60-acre plot of land where they can grow marijuana. And not just that, not just for their religious purposes, but they're hoping that this is going to, like, flagship a medical marijuana industry in Barbados.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. Freedom of religion. Give them their weed.
That's another good one.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of positive things happening in the world of weed.
I'm all right.
You doing good? Or are you tired? You don't want to have to pass that to me? Is that the problem?
No, I just I had gotten that joint over 18 times. I thought there's a lot to do here.
I think Ramon's going in on the duck.
Love the duck.
Yeah, you just got to really get a good seal around that bill up front. You got to plug its butthole with your finger. And
well, if you're supposed to hit it the other
way. What to do.
I tried it. It's dangerous.
It's a bad move. It's a bad move.
Like, my eyebrows suddenly fell in a very precarious situation.
Yeah, you got it the right way. Look at that thing go. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, never go butt first. Sorry.
So is that designed to be like a pool bong?
It does float. So like,
it floats. It floats. Great. Tried it in a tub once. It was cool. And people had some fun suggestions for names for it. I think I ended up calling it. What did we go? Ducky Barrett?
I feel like Duck Benson.
Duck
is that
Benson
wrong?
Was a big suggestion.
Not a lot of people online were suggestion. More pro quack yeah. pipe.
Quack
but.
Pipe. It's, it's Elmer Fudd. If he were to smoke crack. Next topic.
He'd smoke out of that?
Out of his quack pipe.
Oh. Bob Marley's son has teamed up with a Colorado-based dispensary called Lightshade, and he's hoping to open a dispensary in Montclair, New Jersey, as long as they approve his request.
That's awesome.
Which one?
Which of Bob Marley's son?
There's so many Bob Marley's sons, right? If this is a new one, I gotta tell you, they gotta stop.
What do you mean by another one just popped up claiming to be,
no,
or like a baby?
There's like Ziggy, I know him.
No, there's too many to know.
Yeah, there's Damien, he's fine.
There's the ghost of Jacob Marley. He pops up every year.
He's old school.
He's around every damn year.
I just want to make sure he's already famous.
I don't know which one.
Yeah.
It's a good question, though. It's a valid question.
Wait,
I'll let you
what
know
was
later.
The question?
Which
was,
son?
Yeah, it was just one of Marley's sons, but he had a lot.
That's what I learned.
You don't want to put your support blindly behind the Marley name?
Yeah, who's your favorite
I can't
Marley
do it.
Son?
You know, my mother's Jamaican. She was third generation Jamaican, moved when she was seven. I've never been to Jamaica, and I don't know anything about it. But I love saying that fact when Jamaica comes up.
Nice.
So Bob Marley is your grandfather?
Hey, I'm not saying he is or isn't, but I'm wondering if the Bob Marley son is me.
Wow.
Oh, that's why his follow-up question.
Who's which one?
Yeah. You sure it doesn't say on that card that his name is Nick Turner Marley?
I want to respect my other father as well.
That's super cool of you. Hey, can we do a marijuana know something?
Uh-huh.
All right, cool.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll all try to figure this out. I don't know what the answer is either. It's going to be a trick question.
So ready today.
And we've got the sound effects, so I'm going to do it. Marijuana know something? I swear I thought it was all ready
well.
To go. Marijuana know something? The sound effects were ready when I forgot to do them, and now that I remember to do them,
they're not
ready.
We got it back.
All right, marijuana does something.
Team.
So not worth it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of those goddamn ashtrays.
What is it called if there's a rainbow at night? What is it called if there's a rainbow at night?
Is it still a rainbow? Is that the trick part of the question?
Yeah. I'm going to pull up the card and it's going to say it's still a rainbow, you idiot.
This does sound, yeah.
Who cares what time of day it is?
If a rainbow
you're looking at a rainbow, why would it be something else? At another time.
I mean, yeah.
But I guess because you wouldn't be able to see it, right?
Moonbow.
Moonbow?
Moonbow. Rainbow at night.
It's called...
A borealis, maybe?
Oh, one of those words like in Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, maybe just
part of that
just
means night rainbow.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, can there be a rainbow at night? Doesn't it need the sun?
It needs or light. It needs light to reflect
light.
That.
Yeah, so it's just a crazy, not the craziest answer.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, it's not the answer.
Oh, yeah.
Also not crazy.
I don't.
What is it called if there's a rainbow at night? Oh, a miracle! That's what it's called.
I'm sticking with rainbow. I'm doing it.
Oh, it's a UFO.
What?
Mm. Rainbow at night's just a UFO. I saw Close Encounters. Right? They're very pretty. All right, so Moonbo, you got anything, Ramon?
Nah. A Borealis.
Oh, yeah. He's going Borealis.
That's like a night rainbow.
Alicia.
I'm going rainbow.
Oh, it's still a rainbow.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
I like it. I'll stick with a miracle. The answer is Moonbow.
Shut up.
It's fucking Moonbow.
Wow. I like it.
Yeah. That's
good work.
That's impressive.
I'll take this.
All right, we'll try to do another question during someone else's segment. Thank you, Alicia.
Thanks so much. Thank goodness that's on camera.
You get, we get a little bit more in the next show. Mm-hmm. We're doing two pre-tapes today. It's really a struggle, and I love it. I love a good struggle.
I've got coffee.
Yeah, you're doing
it
right.
In the back.
Oh, thank you for this.
You're welcome.
It's people passing joints around. It's the only place where you can be like, "Hey, hold this thing that's too small." I'm gonna give you this tiny burning thing.
It is amazing the tiny ones people try to hand you.
Yeah, they're just
take this
little. You're like, oh, shit.
They value it. Beep, beep, beep.
All right, so I'm going to attempt to hit this during the break. Thank you. Thank you, Alicia. We'll be right back. Hey, we are back here in the basement with two, I think, ready-to-dab guests. Nick Turner and Ramon Rivas.
Yeah.
Say hello. Say hello to the Switch by Dr. Dabber, as operated by the Dab King of the Northern Hemisphere.
That's right.
Taylor Rizzo.
Whole Earth.
Yeah.
No, Northern Hemisphere.
Northern Hemisphere.
Of the whole Earth.
No, he's got a guy in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, there's just many regions of the Southern Hemisphere that Taylor has yet to conquer, but
one by one.
But the entire Northern Hemisphere is a pretty good achievement. So you're right; we shouldn't be downplaying it at all.
Yeah, don't downplay it.
But on the other hand, it's this kind of thinking that got us Moonbow, the correct answer in what's supposed to be a difficult question.
Like, that's a scientific term. That's what a scientist would call that.
If somebody
I
said,
don't even think it exists.
Well, it's
I
not
think it's like, what do you call
see.
A horse with his horn sticking out of his head? A unicorn. Doesn't mean they're real, but it does have a name somehow. Okay, so. That being said, before we dab, let's go ahead and try. Try one more question. You ready for a question, Taylor?
I'm ready. Let's
All see. Right. Marijuana knows something. What is the official bird of Redondo Beach, California?
What? A sturgeon.
What is the official
bird
of Redondo Beach, California? Why would Redondo birds Redondo Beach?
Why does such a small area have a bird?
I think a lot of areas, you'd be surprised the number of areas that have a bird. You know, an official one.
They say the bird's the word.
Like
man.
Towns, cities, municipalities.
Have you been there?
Neighborhoods.
To Redondo? Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been?
It's a beach community.
I don't
right?
remember birds.
Were there gulls?
This is an official bird.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
I mean, is it just don't stupid? It's just like don't seagull. Yeah.
It's got to just be a pigeon. It's got to be something shitty.
It's got to be some kind of bird.
Something shitty.
You got that figured out.
If it's not a bird, I'm going to be
a shitty bird?
Off. Yeah, it's got to be a shitty bird.
Why would the official bird be something that's not a
it's
bird?
It's not going to be something beautiful and exotic in Redondo Beach. It's Redondo Beach.
Okay. Mm.
I think maybe you go the other way. If you know you, where you are is shitty, you'd name like it's swans,
they're
probably.
Just like the bald eagle?
Yeah.
It's the American bird?
Oh, yeah, they probably pick something nice. Mm. Probably a bird that doesn't even go there.
I'm going to go with egret.
A bird that doesn't go
egret.
There.
I'm going to go with pelican.
Oh, okay. I don't know why this would be like a trick question if we just name birds that like they hang out by the sea.
That was my logic.
Yeah.
It's either that or a gull.
What about the dodo? For Redondo.
They go on.
Redondo Beach. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. I read the question wrong. This is, Redondo Beach. What's their official bird? I want to say Lady Hawk. No. What's an exotic bird that there's no reason? Oh, I'll go with ostrich.
Okay.
Here we go. What are your guesses again?
Taylor? Oh, pelican.
Pelican. Ramon.
Sturgeon. If it's a bird.
That sounds like a fish.
I think it's a fish.
Okay. Egret or dodo.
Egret or dodo. And I said something stupid. The answer is... I'm going to murder someone.
Gross.
The Goodyear blimp.
What? It's not a bird. You told me it was a bird.
I know. That's all it says on the card.
Is there like a
and
NASCAR
I couldn't read
track
between there? The lines.
That is where they go to mate.
I mean, it's not even, like, it's more inland. Like, it's the actual place where the blimp sits is, like, in Carson.
Maybe that's the blimp side city. Oh, well, if we had said Carson, I would have gotten there.
All right, I need a dab.
But that was, we all need dabs after that, I think.
Imagine needing a dab.
Hey, I feel it every morning.
Oh. I couldn't get an answer to a trivia question. Dab me out. Let's do plugs, too, while we're getting the dabs going. Get Rich Nick is a new podcast on Earwolf. Two guys named Nick, one of whom is sitting to my left. They try different ways to make money every week. Every week you got to get into a new... They're not all schemes, are they? Are some of them just legit?
No, I mean, they're mostly legit.
Yeah.
Like a lemonade stand. We do that.
That's not legit.
That's super illegal.
You're not allowed to do that without permits.
We do, do TaskRabbit. We donated plasma. Oh. We wrote some e-books.
Oh, so this is like not necessarily attempting a profession or a job. It's more like, what can I do for a day or two and make some cash?
Yeah, you got a bill due. What can you do real quick?
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, you can... I did extra work, but that actually takes a lot of preparation. that's a good way to make $200 in the span of 2 months.
good old slow burn.
You gotta wait for payroll checks and stuff.
Yeah. We did a sandwich pop-up. We did a trivia night, made no money.
Mm.
It's not a good... We haven't found a good way to make money yet, but we'll get there.
But that's the fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's finding it.
We found
and now people are probably bringing you as it. They're hearing it and getting used to it. They're bringing you ideas, right?
Yeah, and we're not averse to doing illegal stuff.
Okay.
Which camera am I talking to?
Because if you say it on a podcast, it's not. It doesn't count, right?
I will run drugs for you.
It's under parody law, I think.
We did interview our friends.
It was a comedy show. Earlier when I said I was going to murder somebody, this is a comedy show, you guys.
Yeah,
not a going through with what you said show.
You ready? Here, yeah.
All right.
He's going to do a dab. How much?
Green means
how much? Half of one?
They're going to split it, I think.
Well, how do you know how to split it? You split it up already?
Yeah, just stop early.
Oh, he's going to stop early. Go. Oh, okay.
And you can stop whenever you want to.
Stop whenever you want. Just don't go over. Nice, right?
Yeah, that's...
I never had guests that were more into passing everything around.
I don't think we've ever passed a dab rig all the way across the line.
We've never passed it all the way across.
Ramon and I are old school.
Yeah, man.
We pass. We save green and we pass.
Save green. That's an old school.
Man.
Nobody says that anymore. They just pack their own bowls and...
These monsters.
Yeah. Now they
just use their robots to
I
get high.
I think I read somewhere today that they're saying
they talk a lot.
Children I can't interact with. They're saying it's out of gas about a pipe being,
when it's cached?
Yeah.
Oh, because they be doing butane shit.
Out of gas.
Out of gas. That's when a lighter's dead, right? It's out of gas.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, weird.
Can't keep up with these hip kids.
Right. I'll take a real one, please.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow. You said it was cool if we did it on purpose. Real one.
Yeah, our show was magical.
No, I still don't. This is only like... a thing I do here or places where I see Taylor.
And I take him everywhere.
Right up to it.
That's right.
He is my valet. No, but we've done a couple of gigs together and he brings us along and it's a game changer.
Yeah, it's a nice way to get ready for a show.
Yeah. Mm. It just doesn't have the same, even though it does have an odor, it's just not as... weedy as as actually just taking bong rips in a hotel room,
which is
shout out to all the hotel rooms. Oh, I still have another second before I have to hit this.
Have some.
I would not recommend you do that. Wow, that is really. I'm really, really high right now. That's the thing about dabs is they really go right to the brain, which is why I think pregnant women should dab. Do not quote me on that. No one quote me on that.
Quote that scientist.
More science needs to happen. Yeah. That's on the next episode of Ramon Rivas is Crack Scientist. We're going to find out just what pregnant women can do. Wouldn't it be great if they found out, cocaine's no problem.
Yeah, man.
It's good for the baby.
People just trust what you say when you're in a lab coat.
Oh, that's true. Just put on the lab coat and tell them what's what.
I've been thinking. They trust it.
I had this idea that you could go ahead and smoke while you're pregnant.
Mm.
Just an idea I had. But give it a try. Let me know. Oh, shit, plugs. Gotta get your plugs in, guys. I did Nick's. Ramon, though, oof, too many. Pick three. Hey, we're going to be back next Tuesday, September 24th at 12:15. I'll be at Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas on the actual date, but, it'll be a pre-taped episode like this one was. How did it feel to be pre-taped?
It felt good, man. I've been pre-taped before.
Yeah, your podcast is called Pre-Baked, and you've got tour dates at BlazerRamon.com, Blazer Ramon on all the socials. What's your social name, Nick Turner?
Oh, it's Nick's Turner's.
What?
Yes. It was a terrible idea, but I'm really afraid to lose my verification.
Nick's Turner's.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah. He's Rizzo. Oh, shit. I'm Doug Benson. Or
I think that was doing the heavy lifting.
You don't know Doug on Instagram. And thanks for watching. Thanks for joining us with Patreon. And we'll see you next week.